Podcast.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Maverick Podcast. I'm here with
Sandra,
and we are on the
Maverick Podcast.
Yeah. So guys, today I'm with Sandra. I'm so excited to be with Sandra again on another episode of the Maverick Podcast. We're going to talk about how 2020 has been. 2020 was the worst year, I mean, in history, don't you think?
It was.
What?
It truly was.
It truly was, by the way. So many things happened along the way. So many people lost their lives, lost their loved ones, made relationships, as in so many things happened in 2020. So far, Bethe, how are you right now? How are you doing?
I'm okay.
You sure you're okay?
Yes, I can.
And happy?
Yes.
You guys, Bethe, she's smiling really nicely. If you wish you were here, just watching her smile. Yeah, tell us, maybe you can tell us one of the, maybe your ups and one of your downs in 2020, because also me, I have my own challenges that happened last year. Maybe you can tell us maybe your highs and lows. What was the most highlight of... If there's no highlight, just tell us what was the lowest moment in 2020. Okay, let's start with the lowest moment in 2020.
Well, I think the whole of 2020 was just low moments for me in my life. That was truly the hardest year I've ever gotten. So, I can't remember of the highlight. Oh, yeah, there was a highlight.
Tell us about the highlights.
Oh, the highlight was I got out from... You know, the hardships and everything, I conquered.
Yeah,
I'd say
wow.
that.
That's really nice. You're able to come through out of it.
Yes.
Just let know people that if you're going through anything that is stressing you out or you're feeling so bad, just know one day you'll be able to conquer it and pass through it. Don't feel so anxious and feel like I'll never break free from this.
Yeah, even there if is it's actually light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, there is. Yeah. If you feel like you're so down or you feel like maybe you're anxious. Last year I was also anxious. I had so much anxiety and depression at some point, but I didn't think depression, but I think I was just low. But I was able to conquer that being low and just went to the gym and did so many things. How do you handle situations whereby you feel you're so low? What motivates you? What the things you do? Like for me, I go to the gym, I laugh, I go see friends. Like, what do you do when you feel low?
Well, my normal low, like during these other times, like I do whatever makes me happy, and that's going for shoots and things like that. But now for last year was a bit different, because now I was lowest, like, you know, lowest.
Wow.
Lowest. But what helped me the most was talking to people.
Wow.
To get someone to talk to and opening up to.
So that makes you feel there's hope, and you make you feel a bit less of being stressed.
Yeah. And actually praying.
Oh, praying. Yeah, praying should be the first thing to pray to God, by the way. It's so important, eh? Wow. I wish... Wow. Hey, that was really bad, man. Anyway, you guys... So, Sandra.
Yes.
Until now, what have you been up to, by the way? Ever since all that... Let's say the apocalypse happened. How long did it take you to recover to be now... Like, how you're smiling so beautiful right now?
Well, it was, I can't really say, like, it took me this amount of time or this specific time. It was just, I'm still also working on myself, because that tampers with who you are. It really changes you. It really makes you look different from other people. So it's a work in progress.
Work in progress. Don't make any comment about friendship. Did you learn anything about friendship last year?
Yes, a lot of things.
Wow.
I'd say that maybe the people who you think are close to you are not really. You should take you should take a lot of time to know your friends. Because last year, I was down financially, down in every way.
Yeah.
Spiritually, financially, like every
aspect.
Mentally, everything. Wow. Yeah. So you'd see, Kwanzaa, most of all, people don't like to talk about the financial whatever, like friends coming through for you. But I'd not say they didn't have, so that's why I'm judging them. But I got to learn that there are people who are actually down for you.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
And the people who you thought that would come through for you don't come through.
What really?
Yeah, so that's the biggest point I learned last year. That some people, the people who you actually didn't think
can be down, there for you.
Yeah. Really down for you. Like, anakukopesha na bado anakukopesha tena. That's how you know it.
Hey. That's how you know ni kimeumana.
Yeah.
But anyway, I think, I don't know, maybe you can tell someone who's going through so much right now. Maybe it's going through the same thing you're going through.
Yeah.
You don't ever know when it's coming. You never know when it's coming.
Mm.
So what would you tell someone right now who is so depressed or is going through the same situation you went through last year? What can you whisper word to them?
I tell them to just take their time.
Mm-hmm.
And first of all, pray.
Mm-hmm.
Then the second thing is, you know your problems and you are the one who has your answers.
Yeah.
Who actually has the answers to your problems. So you just take your time, even if it's 1 day off, 2 days off.
Mm-hmm.
You just talk to yourself and, you know, sit down and have a meeting with yourself. And then maybe if you don't manage, you can get someone to talk to and they can help you.
Yeah, maybe if you don't mind, maybe in like 1 minute or 30 seconds, you can describe to us what really happened. Maybe in just a little bit of it, just a test, maybe tell us what really happened so the listeners cannot be...
Oh, like you're wondering what...
What really happened, yeah.
Well, the worst, as in everything went south.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, Okay, like everything happened. Okay, like I had issues with my family and my family.
Yeah.
And like everything that could ever happen... I don't know.
All possible things that will happen within family conflict happened.
Yes.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Like mommy kukasereka, daddy telling, oh, you are all sort of names.
Yes. And I actually got chased out.
Woo! Someone was kicked out.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Mm.
At night or during the day?
Well, it was just... I got kicked out and then I started living with someone. I got kicked out again.
Wow.
I started living with my sister. She kicked me out.
What?
And it was just, you know, terrible. Drama on drama on drama.
You're not even comfortable. You're here. You're stressed there.
Yeah. And actually, I was, you know, last year we didn't have jobs.
Yeah, there was
no
jobs.
So we lost jobs. And sister, you're kicked out. You don't have money. Mm-hmm. So you're just here wondering, okay, so now what will I do?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but either way, I go through it,
mm-hmm.
and I thank God.
So right now, how's the relationship with your parents? Are you guys talking or just...
Well, there are some people in my family I'm not talking to, definitely. Mm-hmm. And there are some friends who I don't talk to,
mm-hmm.
or rather, I'm avoiding them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just that I spend time with the people who care about me.
Mm. Mm. Do you think you made a mistake or something that you really regret, or you think you're just... They just blew out of their all emotions and accused of something, or you made a mistake?
Well, I think it's they were selfish. I didn't love myself a lot, like, you know, that much.
Yeah, I understand.
So it's just like I don't regret, really. I didn't do anything but wrong, but they were selfish. And
they were selfish.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, I don't know what I could have done if my parents kicked me out. I'll just go sleep with dogs or sleep on the trees. Imagine, you know, as in being a girl is so, you know, being a man at least, you want to talk up and walk out, it's easy. Mm. But for a lady, it's a bit hard. That's why you ought to go to your sister's.
Yeah.
Your sister felt like, oh, privacy issues or...
It's just a long story.
She should dedicate another episode to just...
Yeah, maybe two.
We'll talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, even she said tomorrow, guys. So tomorrow, you guys, wait for another episode.
What really happened? It's a movie.
Yeah, what really happened? Because it's a long movie, I think. Because today we don't have enough time, you guys. But Sandra just let us into her world, just a little bit of it. She told us what she went through last year. But the whole story, if you guys want to listen, will premiere tomorrow, hopefully. We shall do a long episode. She'll tell us the whole story.
Yeah.
When she's relaxed, I believe.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
But I'm happy to see you, Sandra. It's a new year. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
So happy to see you in this new year. She's so beautiful, you guys, by the way. I wish you saw her. And I'm happy that you've recovered. This shows other people that whatever you're going through right now, just keep hope alive, pray to God, and we believe things will be fine.
Yeah, and actually love yourself. Be selfish, kidogo. Just love yourself. Love yourself, yeah.
People love themselves. A lot of people, I think, don't really love themselves.
Yeah, because that was the biggest problem last year. Mm-hmm. And also my previous years, I'd say. I was so selfless that I lost myself.
Wow.
In it.
You never knew who you were anymore.
Yeah, like I'd, unajua, it's like just walking up a engine on a kitu na sema, hey, naweza kalia my friend vizuri.
Mm.
I forget myself. That's how.
Yeah, like you don't prioritize yourself.
Yes.
Prioritize yourself in some situations because you have a life to live.
Mm.
Don't be living for other friends.
Yes.
Do something for yourself. Love yourself, and the world will continue well. Isn't it?
Yeah.
That was nice, Sandra, man. I'm touched. Even tonight, I'm going to pray for you tonight also. Just go to strengthen you more because you're on a journey.
Yeah, thank you.
And yeah, so I think another episode, a dedicated episode towards the whole story. She'll let us know when she's ready because right now she's not ready. But she'll let us in soon.
I will. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Nashukuru sana. Asante sana kwa kusikiza hii episode. Toka Kiswahili kidogo hata bana. Watu wa Tanzania wangu wananisikia kule bana.
ma ndugu na madada yetu. I'm so pointed.
So keep hope alive and pray to God.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. Peace.